up in the morning. So we want to uplift her in our prayers tonight. Let me get back over there to that one. Ms. Sandra had messaged me earlier, and I believe Leanne also had posted there on Facebook that they did determine she has fractured her hip, and they will be operating in the morning at Franklin at Williamson County Hospital there, where they do a lot of those kind of procedures. So pray for her. She has surgery in the morning. Glenn Newton did have a heart attack the other night. This is Carrie Newton's husband. He did have a heart attack. He was at Harton here. They determined that stents was not enough, that they needed to do more extensive surgery, so they're going to be doing bypass surgery Friday morning, unless things get bumped up for some reason, that they have an opening tomorrow. But right now it's planned for Friday morning. It'll be a triple bypass, so keep him in your prayers as he goes through that. Any other updates on any of our Highland Church family there? See any others on Facebook there. On our friends and family side, we have the people of Ukraine, the people of Israel, the Meredith family, that's our missionaries in Moldova, Katie Jo Bailey, she has some long-term medical issues, Buddy Saunders, who is Brother Charles Saunders' brother, Mamie Thompson, who is Amy Raymond's mom. Remember them in prayer. Miss Kay Goff, who's a friend of ours over in North Carolina, who has dementia. Crystal Schroyer, who has bone cancer. Barbara Prince, who has colon cancer. Virginia Counts, who's recovering from a fall. This is Miss Ella Thames' mother. She's doing a little better there at home, but just pray for them. They usually are watching our services every service that we have online there. Remember the Music Search Committee. Remember Jack Young, who has cancer. Remember Rhonda Morris, recovering from a previous surgery. Greg Pitts, also Teresa Pitts, with a bulging disc. Bill Flynn with his kidney issues. Any update, Miss Rima? Okay, so he's recovering at home. So keep him in your prayers as he recovers from his surgery. Remember Miss Peggy Doyle with kidney cancer. Jimmy Williams, this is Brother Rogers' brother, and I believe he just recently went to the doctor this past week, and they're looking at progressing with some treatment for him. Remember Ken Crawford, in your prayers, a friend of Brian Tate's who has medical issues. Mary Leibig, who is Miss Linda Smith's mother. Let me pull that message up also. She sent me one earlier today. She said, thanks for the prayers. Her mom continues to improve in every way. All her pain is gone. She has a good appetite. She has a few more goals to meet in rehab. However, she is not as strong as she thinks she is and has fallen several times trying to get out of the bed by herself. So thank the Lord she didn't get hurt. But pray about decisions that'll need to be made. You know, rehab only goes for so long, but just pray for them about the best place for her mom after rehab there. And that's Mary Leibig. Lonnie Lance, who is Miss Faye Mays's brother, who has cancer. Keep him in your prayers. Hanko Graham, any update there? I don't see Miss Donna in here tonight. Kim Saunders, who has medical issues, friend of Brian Tate's. Cherry Williams, who is Daryl Williams' wife. She has breast cancer. They are just in the initial treatment. Spoke with Daryl last night. They're just in the initial treatments with her and trying to shrink things to determine then what they'll do with surgery and then further treatments after that. So right now she's doing okay, but just keep her in your prayers as she has a long ways to go still. Remember Lee Stallings, who is the wife of Andy Stallings at First Baptist. She had a pacemaker placed. She is doing much better also, so we praise the Lord we'll remove her from the list for next week. Roy Slaughter, I believe he just finished his last cancer treatment this past week. He is the pastor at First Baptist Church of Hillsboro. And then Alton Scroggs, he recently had knee replacement, and also his wife, who's recovering from a shoulder replacement surgery. They're at Cumberland Baptist Church. He's the pastor there. And then also Wanda Hensley, who has some critical medical issues, was taken to the hospital and then had to be life-flighted to Vanderbilt. So keep her in your prayers. Last we've heard, things don't look as well, so keep them in prayers. Just saw the message here from Carrie that Glenn is scheduled for surgery Friday at 11 o'clock, a minimum of a triple bypass, and thanks so much for all the prayers. She said his heart will be fixed up for Valentine's Day. So. All right. Any others? Just jotting down some notes for you at home. This is a request for Bethany Curtis, who is a breast cancer survivor, but has some issues now that are showing up with her ovaries. Won't be able to get into the oncologist till March, and so just pray for her to have peace in that time while she's waiting for that appointment. Anyone else? All right. On our nursing home assisted living list, we have Bertie Davis at Brookdale, Miss Beverly Daniel at Morning Point, Hoyt Farrell at Legacy Nursing Home. We have Mary Lee Stringfield at Lynchburg Nursing Home and Catherine Smith at NHC. Anyone else? I don't see any more on Facebook there. All right, well, let's go to the Lord in prayer then for these, as well as maybe others that you have on your heart, maybe some unspoken needs that you may have. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you so much for the blessings of this day. We thank you, Lord, for life itself, for you watching over us and providing for us and keeping us safe in your arms. Lord, we don't always know for any of us what is going on in any of our bodies, but you do. And so we thank you, Lord, for being there with us, that you are the almighty sustaining God. You are there to, you love us, you care for us. You provide for us. You've especially made a way for us to be forgiven of our sins through the blood of Jesus Christ. And so we come first and foremost to ask you to cleanse us with that precious blood as we repent of any sin that may be in our hearts and our lives. We come and confess those things to you and ask, Lord, for you to stir our hearts to a closer walk with you. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you would have your way and your will in our hearts and in our lives. We pray, God, that you will just cleanse us and wash us white as snow to be used in your kingdom work in a great and mighty way. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you have done and all that you are doing, even though they may be things that we don't even see yet, because we know that everything you're doing is to bring glory to your name and to bring good into our lives. And so we want to uplift each and every one of these that we've read tonight, the others that we've added tonight, some that we're removing, some that have been removed because of the blessing of healing that has been brought to their bodies. Father, we want to pray for each and every one of them. Many of these are physical needs. And so, Father, we pray that your divine healing hand would be upon these individuals. You are the great physician. We pray, God, for you to touch them, to bring healing to their bodies. Lord, that it would be no other way to explain what is happening, but that it is your power at work, and that we would testify of that, and they would testify of that, that you would just use those opportunities, Lord, to bring glory to your name. We pray, God, that you would be with each one of these. Lord, many of these are struggling with other issues emotionally, spiritually. They need encouragement in their hearts, and I pray, God, that you will just wrap your loving arms around them and give them a peace that passes all understanding. For those who have upcoming procedures and upcoming things, Lord, for those who are in the middle of the unknown, Father, I pray that you would just make your presence known to them in a powerful way, and they would lean upon you rather than our own understanding. And Father, we pray that you would use us in whatever way that we can to come alongside each one of these individuals, to be a blessing to them, to encourage them, to walk with them through these valleys, to help them to keep their focus on you. And Father, we just pray for their families, Lord, that it would be a powerful testimony and witness to them of your saving grace and mercy. Father, we pray that if there are any of these that we're uplifting tonight who don't know Jesus as their Lord and their Savior, Lord, that you will use these circumstances that they're going through to point them to the only one who can fix their greatest need, their need of salvation. And Father, we pray that you would use these things to draw them to you, to help them to hear your words speaking to their hearts, to repent of their sin, to come to faith in Christ before it's too late. Heavenly Father, we just pray that you would continue to be with our youth and our children tonight who are here with Awana and our youth group. Father, we just pray that you'll continue to move in their lives, to raise them up, to be faithful in their walks with you, to be disciplined in their walk with you, to be a witness to their friends. Lord, we know in the culture we live in, especially, it is difficult for young Christians to take that stand and to live that stand. And so, Father, I pray that you will empower them by the power of the Holy Spirit to do that. Lord, I pray that tonight, as they're studying your word, may you help them to grow deeper into your word, deeper into the relationships they have with you. And if they don't have that relationship, that you'll use the scriptures that are being shared with them to share the gospel with them, that they would come to faith in Christ too. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for so many blessings that you have given to us. And may we be a blessing to many people around us. Father, we pray for your will to be done, for your name to be glorified and honored. Thank you, Lord, for this week as we get ready to celebrate Valentine's Day. Lord, I pray that we would remember that we are to love you with all of our heart, soul, strength, and mind, and to love our neighbor as ourself, and that we would celebrate Valentine's Day in that way, loving you and loving others. So, Father, encourage us and remind us of that. And, Lord, continue to remind us to be praying for our neighbors as we seek to build relationships with them, to talk with them, to sit down and eat with them, maybe even to look at ways we can serve our neighbors. Father, I pray that you would use this ministry of prayer that we're embarking upon, Lord, to spring forth even more, that you would have us to be doing as individuals, as Christians, as well as groups and as the church itself. So bless us tonight, too, as we come to study the book of Jeremiah again in Jeremiah chapter 12. Lord, as we look at this passage tonight, and there are many of us sometimes who find ourselves in discouraging situations, Father, I pray that you would use this passage tonight to speak truth into our hearts, to encourage us that the things that we are going through are for a purpose and for a part of your plan. You would not allow them otherwise. And so, Father, I pray that you would use those things to draw us closer to you and to be a more faithful follower of Jesus Christ than we've ever been before. So bless your word tonight. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, take your Bibles, if you will, and turn to Jeremiah chapter 12. Jeremiah chapter 12 and verse 1 down through verse 17. I've entitled this message tonight, Walking with God Through Discouragement. And you're going to find that if there was ever anybody in the Old Testament especially who could find themselves discouraged, Jeremiah is right up there at the top with a few others in the Old Testament that you could find also, Job being one of those. And so as you look at Jeremiah, you're going to find here that he's just honest with the Lord, which is what we need to be with the Lord. He already knows it anyway. He already knows what your thoughts are and the things that you're going through. He knows the discouragements that you're facing. He just wants you to bring those things before him in agreement about those things and to follow his word and his path for your lives. And so we're going to look here. We'll just begin with verse 1 to begin with. The verse says in Jeremiah chapter 12 and verse 1, "Righteous are you, O Lord, when I complain to you." So this is Jeremiah speaking to the Lord. "Righteous are you, O Lord, when I complain to you." You ever complain to the Lord? "Yet I would plead my case before you. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why do all who are treacherous thrive?" The most widely used social media platform in the world is still Facebook. One of its early pioneers was Justin Rosenstein. He's the engineer who created the now famous like button. You know, that had to be created by somebody. And it wasn't there at the beginning, but he was the one who created that like button. What began as a harmless tool for connection became something far more powerful than anyone ever imagined. It became so powerful in affecting people's mental attitudes and relationships with others that Rosenstein himself eventually refused to keep the Facebook app on his phone. He even had his assistant lock his device so he couldn't download the app. He went that far with it. He discovered that his own invention had become too distracting, too alluring, too addictive. He later admitted, "It's very common for humans to develop things with the best of intentions and for them to have unintended negative consequences." What Rosenstein discovered about technology, Scripture has long revealed about the human heart, that what begins as a tool can become a master. You know, distraction rarely announces itself. It begins to creep in quietly, and it begins to shift our focus from the Lord and from everything that is eternal to what is the immediate. It shifts our focus from God's purpose for our life to our present pain. And over time, we begin to live as though what we see is all there is. And when God doesn't act as quickly as we think he should, discouragement begins to set in. And that's exactly where we find the prophet Jeremiah in this passage tonight. Now, he's not distracted by technology, but he's distracted by his suffering and discouragement. His ministry has long been painful and fruitless by human standards. He's been rejected. He's been mocked, he's been threatened, he's been isolated, and now he's looking around and he sees something that to him feels unbearable. Think about that. You've ever been to that place where you're looking around and you're seeing something that just feels unbearable. He's looking at this situation that the wicked are prospering while God's servant is hurting. Now, Jeremiah's struggle here is not an unusual struggle. There are many believers who come to a point where their faith collides with frustration, where prayer feels unanswered, where you're obeying the Lord, but it just seems like you're not seeing any reward from that. And in those moments, a quiet question begins to rise in the heart, and you begin to think, Lord, do you see? Lord, do you care? Lord, have you forgotten me? Now, what we see here for Jeremiah is this is not a voice of rebellion against God. It's just the cry of a weary servant. Because if you go back and you look, Jeremiah's ministry